She tried to make my world the way she thought it should be. Yeah, we were desperate then to have each other.
Now tuned in to DAR Sports Media, and we are so back with Week in Wrestling.
We're so fucking back.
We're so fucking back. Headman,
747.
WrestleMania, a fucking barn burner. A run it at Raw that had the internet buzzing, and that's something we have not been able to say for so long. 10 damn Dude. Years, just about. Dude. Monday Night Raw.
I got so many text messages about Raw. I never get, and not like from wrestling, my regular wrestling people that I talk to, like people who do not usually watch it, and they're like, yo, did that just happen? That's crazy. Same thing with the Punk and Drew and Seth. Look, man, WWE's knocking this WrestleMania shit out the park right now.
What's crazy is the Punk thing. The Punk thing on for years, that would have been the number one, by far, most talked about segment Absolutely. That had happened on a Raw. And it kind of is flying under the radar just how fucking bananas that segment was, because of The Rock and Cody and everything else that happened on Raw. I was in my wrestling nerd Discord, and I said, is there a Discord about wrestling that isn't wrestling nerds? Anyways, I said that because I was engaged in an activity that was just long enough to where I completely fucking missed that entire goddamn Punk segment. So I went back and watched it, and I got back on the Discord late, and I said, oh my god, that was the most insane fucking segment in Raw in 10 years. That was fucking crazy as fuck. It was so good. It was so intense. Everybody did such a great job. Punk's, I think my favorite part was the reaction Punk had when fucking Rollins comes out. Have you ever been so annoyed, so just through with someone else's existence that you fell yes. to your knees, that you yes. fell to your knees when they came out to talk? Just amazing. I'm loving yes. everything that they're doing, that they're building towards. And god damn it.
Blood dare I say
in the WWE, go ahead.
Dare I say what they're doing right now, Eric? You know where I'm going with this. They're restoring the feeling. That's oh. what they're
exactly that's what they did.
That's what
that's
they're
exactly
doing.
Exactly what they did.
I just want to do a count here. You've heard we are so back and restoring the feeling in the first few minutes of DAR Sports and Media Week of Wrestling. Man. This has never happened on this show.
Well, someone needs to say it effectively to something that it actually right. applies to.
It actually matters. Just, yeah. Thank you.
Thank yeah. you. Oh my God. Blood is back. WWE.
I love it.
We got every week we just You know, people on Twitter, they set new records. Yeah, I call it Twitter. If you call it X, you're probably the fucking cops.
Yes, I agree with that. Who the hell says
people,
X?
People say that. Look at the demographics of these shows. I got arrested at a baby shower one time. All right, so don't fucking tell me.
Really?
I've had that's... all sorts of. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I got questions. We'll talk out off air. We'll talk off air. Baby shower. Shit. I mean, yeah.
So people on Twitter. I swear to God, I saw this happening. I saw people saying, oh, WWE. I can't even say it. WWE is taking AEW's formula.
I saw that. That's all. That's fucking hilarious.
What the fuck are you?
So here's what's funny about this, right? Is that there are a bunch of shit posters, right? That's what they call them, I think, online, right? Your Reddit and 4chan guys, that's what I call them, right? The guys who you know, spent their years in Reddit and 4chan and wrestlingforum.com and stuff like that. And I spent a little time on Reddit and Wrestling Forum too, so I don't want to, you know, but it's like what they do is they shit post where it's like, you have to make everything about this, or you have to turn everything this way. And AEW did not invent blood, cursing, or any of that. And I think
I need everybody, because I, you know, did a little watch through the last couple of years where I started from the end of 96 and watched up through both WCW and WWE. And I was, when I left off, I'm in the summer of 2002. And I swear to you, in 2002, 2003, that early, like, Ruthless Aggression, kind of that changeover after WrestleMania 17, I swear to you, there isn't a single angle on Raw or SmackDown, mostly Raw, that's a feud of any level where somebody gets jumped. Anything that happens outside of a sanctioned match where somebody gets jumped, motherfuckers are bleeding in it, like, every single time. It's like a contrivance. I'm like, okay, like, does every single feud on the show need blood? Everyone, like, it's fucking hilarious. Every main event match has to have blood, every single one. That was Raw, SmackDown, the WWE back in 2002. So it's just hilarious, people showing their ignorance, showing, it's just,
you know,
the way people talk about that company, it's, they're just so out of touch with fucking reality.
You know,
it just is what it is.
I said this to someone, like, kind of in passing, like, earlier, it was like on Monday, and I was just like, when I saw that, I forgot who I was. I might have been texting or something like that. And I was texting mine. I was like, man, watch how dumb this shit gets this week with the discourse. And they were like, you think so? I'm like, yeah. He's like, why? I'm like, Rock, Punk, Seth, Drew, Cody just gave us a fucking all time, like, what they call it, right? All timers. That's what they said. I'm all timer. All timer segments and moments. And I said, and AEW fans are going to find a way to make this about AEW, although it has absolutely nothing to do with AEW. And a lot of people that I know keep asking me about AEW because obviously of my situation and stuff and my dealings with AEW and lack thereof support from AEW. And I tell people, I say, you got to understand, whatever you see from me and my situation, these people also, like, what they do to me, their fan base does to other fans. So, like, how AEW can shut me out or cut me off of a song, their fans want to bleed people dry that are not doubles. They want to discredit anything that's not AEW. And then they basically, I've had people lie on my name and lie on things that I've done and lie on my situation. But I also see people who will, you know, take up for this or kiss ass of this or do this and do that. And my whole point in this is that it's disrespectful as a fan of professional wrestling to shit on other fans for having different taste than you. Like, I think it's just, that's not what pro wrestling was built on. That's not what it should be about. If you like AEW show and that's what you promote and push, there's nothing wrong with that, right? Like you can push it. You can be like, yeah, man, I'm an AEW guy. But there are people who are so pretentious and so caught up in this bullshit that they think them being an AEW fan makes them better than people who like WWE. So as such, they find ways to shit on people and hate on people. And they got a girl right now that they've been going at for the last 3 or 4 days. And I don't know if what they're saying is true about this girl, but because of the fact she was at a WWE show and she was taking videos in the front row, they're like, oh, she's the worst person ever. Could it be true? Maybe. I don't know. I can't speak on it because I don't know. And just like that, I shut up about it the same way people should. But that's the problem. AEW fans are very, very much into this weird idea of like, it has to be this. It has to be this. This is the only way it is. And they don't realize that, yo, it's just wrestling. This is just wrestling. It's not that deep at the end of the day. WWE is doing great. AEW's TV shows, they're putting on really good matches. They have great wrestlers. I'm not really invested in what they're doing. But once again, I'm not going to shit on them as I should for other reasons. But like, I'm not going to shit on their product just because, you know, people are like, oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm going to be very direct in this. I saw a podcaster slash artist who said, y'all really was impressed by Raw. It only had like 20 minutes of wrestling on it.
I saw that.
And I was like, yo, what kind of dweeb ass shit is you doing, bro? Like, and then like someone was like, if the show ain't got no matches on it, I don't want to see it. It's like, motherfucker, there were matches. Cool. I saw matches. Cool, like I saw wrestling.
2 million fucking people did want to see it. So
like, it's just like, somebody was like, oh, like, and so, okay. Also y'all who spell punk P-O-N-K because y'all like punk. First of all, y'all are all losers anyway. Y'all bitch made, and don't be in Philly. That's all I'm gonna say. But it's just like y'all still have this weird thing. Punk went to WWE. Punk had an amazing promo with Drew and Seth. It was fucking entertaining. It was amazing. Rock comes back telling you don't fuck with the final boss and told Cody gonna make him bleed, then beat the shit out of him, and then continued after the show went off the air, which was fucking awesome. Like there's so much fun stuff. We were fans. If you're old like we are, you came up in the Attitude Era. You remember that clip that got passed around from SmackDown of 2001, where like Austin came out and stunned The Rock, and The Rock bottomed Kurt Angle, and then Jericho. Like that was how we ended shows on a regular basis in that 3 to 4 year period. And guess what? It made you want to tune in next week to see what happens. You know what, Rock beating the shit out of Cody made me want to do? Watch what happens next. You know what Punk, Drew, and Seth having their shit made me want to do? Watch what happens next. That's it. I just want to see what happens next.
And that's something clearly your fucking company that you support fucking struggles with. Because nobody wants to see what happens. That's because nobody wants to see what happens next because they don't tune in to see what happens next.
747. 747.
Why don't write fucking Raw?
it's just like, come on, man. Like, what are we doing? Like, what the fuck are we? Like, yo, what the fuck are we doing? Like, what are we doing, man? Like,
that's another case where all of you. All
right, bro.
Need to mind your own fucking business, including the owner of that fucking company. You're tweeting at people. You're fucking acting crazy on fucking internet. When you goddamn near your show that you put on Wednesday night, the attendance, you're at the point where you're damn near putting on a fucking wrestling show birthday party every fucking week. Come watch all my toy wrestlers come out that I pay for. Hey, you know what they should start doing? They should start like when they were in the pandemic and they used to have the wrestlers jump in the crowd, you know, because you got like 100 motherfuckers you're not using. So you might as well have them earn their pay somehow and get them out there in the crowd. So it looks like somebody is attending your show because you look like TNA from 2014 last fucking week. You've only sold 1,300 seats at your fucking home stadium that's coming up in a few weeks. I hear all of these double O's. All of the sudden are such, including our fucking good buddy, old Dave, the Davester, Davido Melster talking about
Davido. I'm gonna start calling him that shit.
All of a sudden, oh well, less people watch TV, so it's this. Less people do that. Less people do that. The thing is, and I can show you. Literally, anybody listening to this, ask me for it, and I'll send it to you. The market share of broadcast over either cable or broadcast television versus streaming has not really changed for the last 2 years. It's about 51% versus 49%. So while there is going to be some drop off, it is not going to be precipitous the way it has fucking been for the last year and a half. And guess what? Because less people watch TV, that's why they also don't come out to the shows. Is that what we're fucking saying? Because the MGM Grand crowd, the configuration is half of what it was 4 years ago. They're not even attempting to sell the tickets that they used to sell for shows like Double or Nothing in the MGM Grand. So don't give me this fucking bullshit. This whole, that wasn't an excuse that was allowable for Raw a few years ago when it looked like Dynamite was going to pass them. That excuse was nowhere to be found for them from you. But now, just less people watch TV. Yeah, less people watch TV when AEW fucking Dynamite is on it. Yeah.
You know,
you could say that all you want, but it doesn't explain why nobody's coming out to the shows either. The shit is frosty. It is going down. You made too many fucking decisions. You did too many things that made people think you are completely unserious. And that's why we're at where we're at right now.
And I think that's the problem. Out there,
and I'm not even telling everybody, because right, I'm ready to just discuss AEW independently of all this stuff and just say, do I like what's on the show or do I not? Because like I said last week, we're the competition thing is over. By every metric and measurement of how we've ever evaluated if a wrestling company is successful, it is an unmitigated failure, and it is currently on fucking fire. Because you just sunk $10 million+ into three new wrestlers, and your fucking investment is returning negative returns. The show, the viewership, and the attendance is getting worse. So, like, that conversation is over.
Let's be honest, so too, right? So,
if you like the show, watch the show, say you like it, talk about what you like. But this comparison, the WWE shit, this shitting on WWE for what they do, you should just keep your fucking mouth shut, because that company in no way is WWE in any fucking measurement of how you measure success for professional wrestling. Other than your own personal taste, which is what I know all you little fucking cretins out there, that's all you really care about. So, talk about AEW. Talk about what you like. But this anything compared to WWE, y'all are fucking done.
I have a question. And this question is very simple. What are you wrestling fans without your tribalism? How do you grift, as they like to say, without your tribalism? How do you get followers without your bullshit tribalism? How do you get any attention in life in general without your wrestling tribalism? I tell you what, Jack, you definitely don't get no attention in real life. You walk up to, I love to see one of y'all walk up to someone in real life and talk that AEW shit. Because if you go to a wrestling event, trust me, fans do actually not talk like that. Like, actually at the shows. Like,
fuck no.
Like, it's like people talk, have regular conversations. Like, oh, yeah, man, you know, you sit next to the person you sit next to. Like, oh, yeah, man, you know, I like such and such. Or, man, did you see what happened on SmackDown? Yeah, I was at Dynamite eight months ago. And I'm, like, talking to people, and they're like, man, yeah, I was watching Raw, man. Raw's kind of a hard watch. Nobody is on some like, oh, AEW, like, that's all that matters. The truth of the matter is, for all you wrestling fans, enthusiasts, you purists, even, if you want to say so, and you're in the ALX of your type. You only exist in this world because you do this. If you had to be a normal fan and talk about just wrestling in general, you would not exist, because your existence comes from being a double O, dick riding. 5 years ago, what were you doing? Before AEW exists, I was watching New Japan. I was watching Ring of Honor. So was I. I wasn't watching WWE 5 years ago. I was at the first AEW Dynamite. I was at the first Full Gear. I mean, that I'm a fan. I wanted to be a part of these things. These are amazing things to be a part of. But guess what? I don't carry it as such to where I'm a shit on WWE. If WWE is bad, I'll tell you it sucks. If AEW is sucking or it's terrible, I'm going to tell you it sucks. You know why? Because that's what you're supposed to do as a fan. You talk about what you like, you discuss what you don't like, and then you move the fuck on. Because none of this shit matters. None of it matters. This is 100% just a simple, it's easy breezy situation. I like this. I like that. You like this. I like that. Once we get beyond that, that's it. There's nothing else to it. Like, people aren't bad fans because they like WWE. People aren't bad fans because they like AEW. But it's just weird. I do get it. I know there's a point in time where you got your WWE.
They're bad fans.
Weirdos.
Fucking weirdos, yeah.
And stupid. Now, I get it. There was, what, WWF Junkie, WWE Gareth, yeah, and
fuck him, too.
But here's the thing. Fucking clown. Why do you want to be you don't need an AEW version of that. That's the problem. Yeah. You don't,
he's just supposed to be the people that you hate. And yet,
why are you becoming
the same shit? Because, I wouldn't be surprised if it's the same people behind every fucking account, all four of them.
I wouldn't be, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if it's just a bunch of, because we don't know what none of you guys look like. There's no pictures, you know? There's no pictures. Like, if you want to see what we look like,
nobody would put their face to that.
Yeah, no, I'm like, so, and that's what I'm saying. And then, like, what's the cheese guy? The cheese guy that people used to talk about, Alfred, this is nasty. He's a grifter too. But guess what? You know how he got to be a popular grifter, and how WWE Gareth or whatever, and the WWF Junkies and all those racist WWE accounts, you know how they got to prominence? Because of people like you. Because you give energy to people that fucking are terrible, and people that you don't like. You know, it's like you have to stop putting energy into shit. And we put an energy into, you know, talking about what we enjoy, but also calling out the issues with wrestling right now, because this is an issue, bro. Like, this is a fucking issue, and it needs to stop. Like, the community, there's no wrestling community. Let me stop. There's no wrestling community. So that doesn't matter. But what does matter is that there is a focus on creating great product, on creating good shows. I mean, AEW Dynasty looks like it's going to be a really good show. Swerve versus Samoa Joe, Bryan Danielson versus Will Ospreay. These are going to be great matches. However, as we spoke about a few weeks ago, and Eric, of course, can attest to this, so far, the new biggest payoff, the highest paid person probably in AEW besides what? Bryan Danielson, maybe, and I don't know who, and maybe one other person, is not paying off the dividends that you would expect it to when you're talking about merchandise sales or you're talking about ratings right now. And we kind of alluded to it, and obviously, you know, look, you know, we don't want no smoke with the crew. We don't want no smoke with the crew. You know, y'all have nothing else better to do.
You know, we've been over this ad nauseum. It ain't no knock on her. We just can read the situation.
This was gonna do absolutely
fucking nothing.
And the reason why, it's not even her fault.
No.
It's not her fault.
It's too fucking late. It's too late. The damage has been done.
The company has lost a lot of goodwill. And that's, people don't want to like accept that. But AEW has lost a lot of goodwill. You know why? Because 100% you have seen that, like, somebody was like, oh, WWE fans, you're trying to be all moral about Ric Flair. Well, they got Hulk Hogan in WWE. It's like, no, that's not like, no, nobody.
It's
like,
not WWE fans that left. No. It was AEW fans that left.
Yeah, like,
fucking idiots.
Like, it's just,
I saw person after person after person saying, this is not what I fucking signed up for when I became an AEW fan. And they fucked off. And it has nothing to do with AEW fans or WWE fans. It has to do with AEW fans. People who wanted to give that company a shot and wanted to like it.
And it's just like I said, there's no morality in professional wrestling. Please stop thinking it is. Yes, by, you know, like WWE has some sick people there. AEW has some sick people and some fucked up people. Very, and high at the top too, if you really want to talk about it. So it's like, guess what? Kill the morality play. We are watching entertainment. Most of the actors in Hollywood, most of the rappers and singers in Hollywood are not good people. And guess what? You don't care.
We find out,
you
know why? We find out more every day.
Every day. Shout out to everybody who's just now realizing what Puff Daddy does and how he moves. Because
the issue is they try to grandstand on that other side, like exactly. They were that. Like they were something different. And a lot of people bought it. And that's why a lot of them are fucking have left and stopped watching.
Yep. It's like, you can't say we're the alternative, we're different, and then do the same exact type of shit as the competition. If you shut the fuck up and just said, hey, we're another company, we're going to give you better wrestling than they will, you excel at that. Actually, when you talk about in-ring shit, AEW excels at putting on great matches on a consistent basis. I've watched SmackDown. I've watched Raw. I ain't going to lie. I'd be bored as shit watching half of them fucking matches. The promos though, and the build to this Rock and Cody, Roman and Seth and Punk shit, it's amazing. It's what you guys used to call the year or two ago cinema. That's what it is. Rock taking his fucking belt off with the Mama Rhodes on it and putting the blood on it. That is fucking cinema. That is golden.
In the rain.
That was cold. That's some cold ass. Those are movie visuals. Shout out to the Rock because that is some shit.
Yes.
I know that was Rock. That's all Rock. Like, oh, this all feels like Rock's, like, this is a good idea, you know? The $7 Productions type shit. And if I said, and he's like, you know, keep the camera rolling after on the side. So it looks like this not supposed to happen, but we're going to roll like that. Like, that is fucking awesome. Stuff like that. AEW has not done something like that in particular. And it's not about comparing it to. It's just that, like, WWE is doing some cool shit. AEW has Swerve and Samoa Joe.
Stuff. They've done a lot of cool stuff, like with their world champion jumping in a ball pit with the guy who he's going to be in a feud with. I mean, that was cool, right?
That was so cool. That was... But look.
Hey, let's speaking of something cool, let's get out of Loserville. Speaking of something cool. It is very cool when DAR Sports Media is completely 100% right about something. And the thing we were right about.
It's very often.
It'd be really too much cooler than what we saw last night. Jade Cargill. I can only say in whispered tones because it takes my breath away. She was fucking amazing. Fucking amazing. That entrance was fucking amazing. She looked fantastic in the ring. She's busting out a pop-up powerbomb now. That was fucking perfect. I was super excited to see her work with these girls because Kairi Sane, Io Sky, Dakota Kai, all very like small, light, but also know what the fuck they're doing, know how to post, know how to do their stuff, know how to bump. Like, they're going to make her look fucking awesome. It looked awesome last night, and she has united with Bianca Belair, with Naomi. Six lady tag coming up at WrestleMania. It's going to be fucking great. We called it. We've been excited about it for weeks. Knew it was coming. Looks like it's going to be fucking fantastic. What'd you think of everything that they put together with that last night?
Man, look. It's like when you know something's coming, because Jade said it. She was front row at the Atlanta Hawks game. I believe it was against the Celtics. And somebody took a video of her. And she said, watch SmackDown Friday. It's going to be some big shit going down. And when she said that, I was like, oh, I can't wait for Weekend Wrestling. So we can be like, we told you, motherfuckers, where this is going. And we knew it. And I knew it then. And so I didn't see her promo. I didn't get to catch that at first. And then I watched it back this morning. And I thought it was short. It was straight to the point. It fit perfectly with a rival. You don't need a long-winded promo, especially if in-ring long-winded promos aren't your strength. So, you know, I think you have to kind of fit your strengths and what works for you. And she kept it short. She kept it sweet. She looked amazing in that red that I don't even like. I don't. What do you even call it? I don't even know, like what you would even call the outfit. But it was just, she just looked amazing. And she looks like, it made her look, I know she's kind of tall because she used to play basketball. So I think she's tall-ish. And it just made her look like statuesque in that moment with the shades. And like, it was just like, that's a goddess look for someone. And it, like, you feel like that's a star in waiting. And she had the look in AEW too, but it's a difference when you present someone with their own segment. And it's like, it's felt different. It's not like you're doing backstage cut the shit promos with Tony only. You're out there in front of the crowd, which is WWE's strength, is live promos in front of their crowd. I'll always say that's where I think they shine, because they will give you 15, 20 minutes to go out there. And AEW will too, but not, you can't have everybody go out there for 15, 20 minutes and cut promos. So, but WWE, you know, they try to excel at that. And I think she went out there for 30 seconds, 45 seconds, talked, walked away, and it was like, okay. And then she comes back, entirely different look, entirely different, you know, she came out with her, you know, and she comes out there and she slow walks. That's the dopest part of this to me, is, you know, everybody runs out and they're like, ah, I'm coming to save the person. She slow walked, stopped and said, I'm gonna take my time before I whoop y'all ass. That's the perfect way to introduce her, because Jade has never been, I'm gonna run to the ring, I'm gonna be excitable. She was like, I'm gonna come in there, I'm gonna walk to the ring, I'm gonna step in the ring. Which one of you motherfuckers want to step up? And it was just instant, like the kick to Asuka, the pop up power bomb, the Kari, I forgot what the move is called, but the move she did on Kari Sane, and I was like,
Jaded, yeah.
And I'm like, that's what she needed, and to do it saving Bianca Belair, who is arguably, you know, one of the biggest women in WWE. And then you got Asuka there, who is, you know, Asuka's a legend in WWE now. You know, she's built up her legacy. So to be in the ring with those people and to get those shine and get that shine next to Naomi, also. I mean,
it
also
was the main event. It was the main event. It was the main event segment. Yep.
Yeah. And it was just, I think it was perfect. And we, you know, people, I think DeVito Meltzer, as you point out, I think he said, we don't know if Jade's going to even have a match at WrestleMania. And I think nobody believed him or listened to him, because we don't really believe or listen to him. But it's like, when you think about it, it's like, everybody was complaining about the WrestleMania card. I saw a lot of people complaining, especially on like Cam's timeline, because he was like, you know.
Oh, yeah, no. I was going to get to that once we kind of cooled down here. Whoever you people are who are doing that, and my guy Cam's fucking anonymous, you are such fucking spineless cowards. You ain't shit, and your family is not proud of you. That's what I want to say. Because you're going to point out too, you're going to pop that shit anonymously, and you're not going to come back and correct yourself. That's what I always notice. And this isn't even, you know, people that we've, whatever. Same thing. Satin or not Satin. SRS's fucking mentions, in Cam's mentions, and all these people, that you always say this mealy mouth, grovelly, fucking coward shit, and then you are 1,000% fucking wrong, and then you never respond again. I always say that too. I see, you know, SRS dunk on somebody, and I'm like, they won't respond. They don't got nothing else to say. So that's all you do.
I will say this.
Just your little fucking scummy cheap shots, because you are fucking nothing, and the world will not be affected when you fucking leave it. That's all you got. Same thing with those people in Cam's anonymous messages.
I'll say this about Cam's and SRS's stuff. I think I've told both of them privately. Stop wasting your time doing this. Block these people. Cam, I think, just enjoys the just dunking on people or shitting on people.
And it's part of the brand. It's part of the brand at this point.
Yeah, it's part. If you tell somebody to go get some bitches, that doesn't absolve. Oh, they're idiots.
Fucking pond scum, pieces of shit.
But I think that's the problem too. Is that people use these anonymous, forums to just talk shit because it proves you're a bitch, because you wouldn't say this to somebody in a regular conversation or face to face.
You can't even say it in an internet regular conversation. You can't even show your fucking face to say it. It's so weird outside of an anonymous message.
And the problem, what happens is that these are the people who end up getting doxxed or getting, eventually, or end up being the ones doxxing people or do weird shit. And it's like, wrestling fans can just be normal, right? It can be normal. But I'll say this. I'm going to address this because I feel like this is an important thing. People were talking about the black wrestlers thing, because I remember they did it when AEW didn't have a lot of black wrestlers on television, and they did it when WWE didn't either. And I'll say this. The Street Profits are probably going to have a role at WrestleMania. The New Day is going to have, obviously a match at WrestleMania. Bianca Belair, Naomi, Jade Cargill, The Rock. It's also black. I mean, I would love to come to a point where we're not pinning every little detail of
that's what was funny about that when they hit him up to, there's no black people in WrestleMania. Yeah, other than the guy who's main eventing it and in the biggest fucking angle that's happened in the WWE in a decade.
The biggest crossover star in wrestling history, the biggest movie star to come from professional wrestling.
You can't even coherently make your bad faith fucking comment because you don't know what the talking about.
But like I said, my whole point that I want to make is that there's gonna come a day when we won't have to have these conversations, hopefully, because I get tired of it. It's like, I love seeing wrestling in general. Of course, I love seeing my fellow black people doing amazing in professional wrestling. I wish there was more opportunity for a lot of us in different aspects. AEW has hired two people in their offices, in their higher ups. That's a very rare thing to do, hiring your COO and your administrative coordinator for, your social media events and everything else. And I think Kosha and Will are that's great for those companies. Not that that really means too much in the grand scheme. But I still think it's dope to see that and dope to have that, and to have Bianca, Jade, and Naomi team up. I think is that the first time we've had three black women team up at WrestleMania together? I would assume so. I don't think we've ever seen that. Maybe Sasha and Naomi and somebody else.
Featured angle too. It ain't just
that it's like
on the card. It's a featured angle.
And they just closed out SmackDown. Yeah. And you also have a Latina woman in Bayley in that same angle. You have Asian women in Asuka and Kairi Sane, and I think Dakota Kai is like mixed or something. I don't know her full nationality, but it's like
from New Zealand.
I think her mom is like half black or something. I don't know. Somebody said something, but I don't understand how we get to this conversation, because even in AEW, you got Mercedes Moné is the highest paid woman free agent in professional wrestling history. Swerve Strickland is about to become your next AEW world champion. I think for black, Latino, Asian, I don't know if there's a lot of Middle Eastern professional wrestlers that are super successful right now, but I think there should be a path to where we're not doing this, right? And I'm not trying to all lives matter this shit, because it's definitely not me. Y'all know that ain't me. But it's just like, I want to get to a point where we're just talking about how great the wrestlers are in general, instead of pinpoint like there's 10 white wrestlers on this and there's 8 right black wrestlers here and there's 5 Spanish wrestlers and there's 2 Asian wrestlers. Like, it's just at this point, I just want to enjoy the entertainment.
Also, it's because those people don't really give a fuck. They just want to fucking needle cam about what he should and should not be doing. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Hey, you, Mr. Anonymous out there who got all this shit to say, and you're keeping track of things on fucking stopwatches, and you're keeping fucking minority counts on these fucking tracking sheets. How about you put in the fucking work to be in the position that he's in, and then maybe you could fucking say the things that you think should be said. Fuck you.
Yeah. A lot of people are scared to come out and say what needs to be said, and a lot of people are afraid to stand up because, once again, if you are anonymous, that means you are hiding your hand. You're throwing rocks and hiding your hand. And where I'm from, that's not how you do things. And when you want to talk about, you know, black this or black that, I saw my take very personal. You know what I'm saying? I know Cam takes that very personal as well. Me and Cam don't always agree on certain issues, but at the end of the day, that's my brother, that's my dog. And I feel like if you come at somebody like that, make your shit make sense. Actually, make it make sense is one thing I've always said. Make it make sense. And if you can't make it make sense, or if you're not speaking from an honest place, then you can just shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. And the same goes for anybody who says stuff, especially, you know, there's outlets with a lot of black people that are in them, and they don't speak out about injustices in wrestling against black people. Cam has shared plenty of stories about injustices against black people in professional wrestling, and he's talked about mistreatment of people and lack of this or lack of that. And none of those outlets that you people dick ride or praise have ever done that, right? Because Cam has no problem sharing stories of artists who ain't getting their proper due or getting proper pay from professional wrestling companies, while other outlets with black people, and this is a personal issue for me, but other outlets with tons of black people at the head of it will defend the companies who are fucking over black artists as opposed to, you know, helping them out or showing support. So I think it's a bunch of fraudulence in this business with people who want to grift and be like, oh, this and that. You don't really care about anything. And I'm going to go a step further, and this might make some people mad. I want to also talk about Lady Frost saying, you know, support artists, take look out for artists and stuff like that. And I saw how many people were quiet about it when I said, yeah, take care of artists, support artists, pay artists, treat artists fairly. Nobody wanted to say anything about that. It's just, it's always good to support what you like when it's convenient for you, but not across the board. And that goes with black wrestlers too, because y'all support certain things, but not across the board. It's okay if your favorite black wrestlers are in AEW, or you want to swerve, you know, swerve when you drive. But if people say something about Jade, Naomi, and Bianca, I saw you guys say, oh, they just bit off of what Mercedes did. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make her be like Mercedes. You don't care about like uplifting black wrestlers or black people in professional wrestling. You care about your bottom line, which is dick riding whatever company you like, whether that's WWE, whether it's AEW. You're not wrestling fans. You're company fans. You want to be company men. You know, you're trying to be company man. You Mike Epps at Pinkies.
It's funny. It's funny because being a company man is something that people laugh at and mock at when people are actually with the fucking company. Let alone you guys out here bouncing on it and twerking for them and being a company man for somebody who don't know that you fucking exist.
A couple of y'all got y'all media passes. A couple of y'all got y'all media passes.
Yeah. Oh, God, please don't fucking. No media passes. No media passes and no yarn dolls are being talked about on this fucking show.
I alluded to it a little bit. I alluded to it.
These companies don't know you exist, but I am fairly sure that is something that you are pretty used to in your regular life. That nobody knows that you exist. Well, guess what? A lot of fucking people now know DAR Sports Media exists because we are coming at you every other day, hooping and hollering on Wednesdays, football Fridays. We got the weekend wrestling every weekend. We got picked up by the United Football Media Group. There are UFL games happening this weekend. As we speak, I'm watching it out of the corner of my eye because we have got to cover it because we provide a very popular, out of nowhere, wraparound show for the United Football Media that's posted like number every one right Monday now. Afternoon. That's posted every Monday afternoon on the United Football Media YouTube channel. Please check that out. Obviously, we're going to have a lot to talk about, and we might have a little surprise for Monday. So definitely go there. Check that out. United Football Media YouTube. Tell me about it. Check out DAR Sports Media on all our regular feeds for Hooping and Hollering Wednesdays. NBA playoffs are heating up. The NFL draft. We're digging into some NFL draft coverage. And, of course, the week in wrestling, always restoring the feeling. Because World VAR never stops.
The first WrestleMania was such a mind-boggling thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to WrestleMania.
Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant, WrestleMania 3.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
Everybody that lived and breathed was a Hulk Hogan fan.
Look at this! He's
I rooted for Andre the Giant.
WrestleMania 4, when Macho Man became the World Heavyweight Champion.
It's over!
Going to WrestleMania 6 and seeing Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior and feeling the electricity that was in that building that day.
Shawn Michaels versus Razor Ramon.
That ladder match was just so innovative.
This for the first time ever at a WrestleMania, a ladder match.
No!
Oh!
Bret versus Owen.
Every single WrestleMania that I've been in.
Rock and Hogan. Two icons facing each other.
I think it all Stone Cold's great matches.
The Austin era has begun!
Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart Iron Man match.
Get ready for one solid hour of action.
WrestleMania 12, the first WWE Championship.
The boyhood dream has come true for Shawn Michaels.
That's the stage that I want to be on.
I needed to be involved in that.
I'm going
to
be in that ring someday.
It would be the coolest thing in the world if I could ever be involved in that.
Every time I step into the ring,
we know that this is our time to make those moments.
That's what WrestleMania is all about, is creating a memory.
Is also, there's tonight.
Check out. check out, 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 check out,